Okay, my first thought is, why does this relate to racist? Because the 旗袍, so that clothes is just represents a certain time or China, like at the Qing Dynasty and like maybe 1900, and that's the popular clothes at that moment. It not represents like royal family, or it's just citizen clothes. It's just like a trend of clothes.
It's not like religious or ceremonial.
Yeah, no, it's not like that. But it's so popular, so it's like the norm of China or Chinese. But it's not really represents anything to us. It's just like a kind of style of clothes, and it's really traditional, it's really beautiful, and we like it a lot.
So kind of what your first thought was, like, why is that racist? Like, that's just a popular dress to wear in China.
That's right.
Did you see there were a few pictures, and there was one of her standing there, but there was also a picture where all the girls in the group were going like this with their hands.
Yeah.
Do you remember seeing that?
Like worshiping something?
Yeah.
Okay, so for me, like, it doesn't mean anything, because like you worship something is when you go to temple. But when you go to temple, you don't wear those kind of clothes. So these two things are not related to me. So I don't think it's kind of insult to Chinese culture. I don't think that's an insult at all. I don't even know why they relate to the gesture to the clothes, or the gesture means Chinese culture. Maybe that's a stereotype. I have no idea with that.
Can you tell me what some of your thoughts are on like cultural appropriation and maybe like those girls like choosing to wear that dress to a dance?
First of all, I really admire the girl's attitude, like what she said, I'm embrace the culture, not insult it. The thing is, I feel she represents the culture in a beautiful way. She's not trying to look down to the culture or think, oh, I don't like this dress. Actually, she really likes the dress and she wears it in an elegant style. And I think that's really good.
As someone who is from Asia and someone who teaches, you know, Chinese class and who's from Taiwan, do you think it's positive if people who maybe live in the Western world or who live in the United States choose to wear that kind of clothing?
Yes, I definitely think it's positive, because it's kind of promote the culture, even though it's not the right concept, but it's a good way to show it. So I like it, actually.
Do you have other thoughts on, like, cultural appropriation and like maybe people in the United States adapting things from Asian cultures?
I really think that's the way the person who represents the culture means a lot. So it's really obvious, like a person who shows a culture in a bad way or in a good way. Maybe like for some YouTubers, they were like make fun videos to laugh at some culture. It's obvious for you to tell they don't respect the culture or represent it in a stereotype or in a wrong way. But for some other kinds, for example, like this case, I think it's a really good way to show the beauty of the culture.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Madeline Mortensen.